Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. I just get the most beautiful sunrises out my window here. I try to be grateful for that and appreciate it every day, just sitting in a new chair and looking out the 49 weeks of working from home. And, man, the sunrise is just glorious almost every day. Happy to live here in Northern California. It's just so pretty. Like, the tops of the trees are just sun-kissed right now. You said we might get a little rain today, huh?
Not today.
Okay.
It's increasing clouds with rain early morning of Friday. So okay. 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, something like that.
Oh, man, you're going to have to commute through that, Vinny.
I'll be okay. I'm actually really enjoying this setup. I hope it works out.
Yeah. Well, it seems like it is, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got the Alice sign behind you. You might need to get that framed.
Yeah, I think a frame would be nice.
No, maybe
handled more
this
of them.
Decoration.
Maybe a few more of them.
I took a thumbtack and then... Pow! It's up.
And that's all we get, huh? It's a nice corner. Solid.
Yep.
All right, here's it's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you very much for listening, and happy Thursday. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by your smart device, the one that plays us in your kitchen.
Mm.
That one, the one whose name we try not to say because it wakes that lady up. Stream Alice on your smart device all day, every day. Please and thank you. That's what we would like. Late in the show yesterday, I think while you were doing the texts in the 9 o'clock hour, I got a TMZ alert saying that Rush Limbaugh had died. Mm-hmm. So I have a little more about that. Rest in peace, Rush Limbaugh. When I first got into radio in 88, 89, so long ago, I worked at WSAR in Fall River, and one of my jobs was to play. I had like a 2-hour midday show because 2 hours of it was taken up, one by an hour of Dr. Dina Dell and the other by Rush Limbaugh. Mm. And it was, I don't know
and
how
then
far.
You started playing songs?
Yeah, and then we would go to songs. There was a morning show. It was like an oldie station. So right. They broke in for this, and I'd have to go in, you know, early and take the pancake that had been sent to us, which was really just a flat reel of tape, and I'd have to reel it off and get it ready and get it all set up, and it would have breaks built into it, and it was.
Wait a minute, so that was you guys were like a day behind?
We got whatever they. Yeah, it wasn't like a transmitted thing. They would send out, here's Tuesday's show, so you'd have to get in there, and you'd have to, and I think that was where we would have to take we took a news feed too, so you'd have to catch the news feed from the national thing, and you'd have to roll that onto a different tape recorder, a reel-to-reel player, and play that back at the top of every hour. So there was a whole thing. So anyway, the first 2 hours of my job, I played Dr. Dean followed by Rush Limbaugh on WSAR Fall River. So I had no political thoughts in my head as a 20-year-old or however old I was, 22 years old. And I really thought, wow, this Rush Limbaugh guy, he could argue his way out of a steel safe at the bottom of the ocean. Like, he really, I feel like in a way I learned from him, you know, because he would, and he had his ideas and you know, I don't really even remember there being a political slant, although it was politic talk. Mm-hmm. It was only later in my life that I formed real feelings about him. He's a conservative talk show, was a conservative talk radio legend. If you don't know him, ask your dad. My dad listened to this guy every single day. And he died of lung cancer yesterday at the age of 70. So I'm sorry, Mom and Dad. I know that you were huge fans. His wife, Catherine, made the announcement on his radio show yesterday saying, "Losing a loved one is terribly difficult, even more so when that loved one is larger than life. Rush will forever be the greatest of all time." He was diagnosed with advanced lung cancer last January.
Was he a smoker guy? I know I've seen pictures of him with a cigar, but I've never seen, he did cigs?
Not only was he a smoker, he was a tobacco advocate. And I have some of that here. So this was January of 2020. He found out he had lung cancer and he made his condition public on his show a few weeks later. He was, longtime smoker, and it's relevant because in the past he has downplayed the health risks. In 2015, he went on a pro-tobacco rant, arguing that smokers aren't at any greater risk of dying than people who eat carrots. He was upset over all the everyday freedoms people were losing over health restrictions, stuff like smoking bans in public to protect others from secondhand smoke, and even the demonization of soda and potato chips. He said, "Firsthand smoke takes 50 years to kill people, if it does. Not everybody that smokes get cancer. I've never seen cause of death tobacco products. Russia's cause of death, complications from lung cancer."
Uh-huh.
He didn't become a radio star on the strength of his medical advice, obviously. He did it through provocative political commentary. He bounced around in the radio industry for most of the 70s and early 80s, but by...
I think he was a Sacramento guy.
He was. By the mid-80s, he landed in Sacramento, and that is where I believe he was syndicating his show from initially. It's been nationally syndicated since 1988. So he must have been... It was brand new syndication when I started playing it on my station. It became the highest rated radio talk show in the United States, and it was so successful that he made hundreds of millions of bucks off of it. Mm-hmm. So congrats to him. There are tributes and non-tributes from I'm not going to read you any of them because I feel like those are the facts of what happened. That's who that man was. You can have your own opinion on him. You can read other people's opinions. There are plenty, good ones and bad ones, and there are a million tributes. Trump wrote a long tribute to him, and there are some that are not as glowing. But I'll let you do that on your own time. In the meantime, I have a review of Tom Brady. I've had enough of you. Enough, Tom. You're amazing. We all get it.
You're back to this now?
Yes.
You came around and you were actually so nice and sort of.
Well, does he have to rub my nose in it? I mean, come on.
So yeah, Tom Brady. That's exactly why you leave someone and get with someone else. So you can say, look at me dancing with someone cuter than you.
It wasn't enough to win a seventh Super Bowl. It wasn't enough to be all drunk and having a great time and throwing the Lombardi trophy. If that wasn't enough. So yesterday on Twitter, he puts up, "I love talk radio at TB12 Sports." Good, good, good. He's amazing. And it's really just a collection of clips from, I'm sure, mostly Boston radio stations saying what a loser he is and he's too old and he sucks.
Oh, this is old audio from after he left.
This is from after he left, questioning his decision. And basically, it's the audio, but shots of the Super Bowl. It's him throwing the amazing catch, Gronk catching it, Tom holding up the Lombardi trophy and the guy's going, "This guy's a loser." You want to play whatever you put together?
Do you turn up in there? Because you weren't kind either.
No, I don't turn up in there. I'm not even a blip on his radar.
All right, here's some of the audio.
Okay.
"Oh, hey, he's a week away from arthritis, baby. Give it to
Tom Brady. Has not been good this year.
Tom Brady's just about done. He is going to fall off a cliff.
At this age, I don't think he's capable of doing what some of the other guys on that list are doing.
Tom Brady is an old ass man. His time is over.
He's 42 years old and it kind of looks like it this year.
It doesn't feel like Tom Brady's out here.
Unless you believe that he is somehow superhuman, it's a much safer bet to imagine that he is going to fall off the cliff. Coyote style. Meet me.
Yes. And it goes on. And you were no better.
Hello.
Well, listen, I never said that he wasn't a good player. I said he's a traitor. And he
there
is.
It is.
All right.
There
so there
it
you
is.
Go.
ends with him holding that trophy.
You know, the funny thing about that,
holding it up there,
because
it is,
I don't really have this thought process, and it's probably why I'm happy and comfortable where I am. It's this mindset that everyone you're against, you have to prove everyone wrong, you have to absolutely take every comment everyone says to heart and kill them for it. Like, he's just driven in a different way, man. You know, that's weird. Don't you think it's weird that he played all those clips?
It obviously, he wants to act like, I don't care, but he cares.
He's revenge guy. Oh, yes, yeah. He cares deeply.
In your face.
And that's my point. I think that's why he's so successful, because he's revenge guy.
Yeah, but if he was revenge guy and wasn't successful, he'd just be, you know, self-harming at this point.
Right.
Like, that is, you know, it's hard to hear people saying mean things about you, so you could not listen.
To his credit, though, what he did,
it was amazing.
Was a lot. Like, to make a big move like that, to leave what you've done your whole career and make a move, and he also chose well. Like, he knew the team that was going to be, you know, have the right. It's impressive, man. That's impressive.
Yes, it is impressive. I really felt like I gave him his due last week after he won the Super Bowl, and now he's got to rub my nose in it more.
I don't know if you did, Sarah.
I did. I came on and congratulated him and said he was the GD GOAT. God.
Yeah, with his teeth clenched the whole time.
Yeah.
So what? So what if I got lockjaw over it? I still did it. Congratulations, you're the GOAT.
He deserves it. Don't forget, he's from the Bay Area. Show him some love. Come on, Sarah.
It's hard for me, obviously. In case you haven't noticed. God, it's so beautiful outside. Tim Tebow's in the news today. He's retired from baseball.
Oh, well.
4 years ago, he said, well, this football thing's not working out. I think I'm going to try and go into baseball. And he was 29 years old. He hadn't played competitive baseball since junior high, 11 years earlier. He was signed by the New York Mets, and he has spent the past 4 years hacking his way through their farm system. He made it up to their AAA affiliate in Syracuse, but now he's saying, I'm done. He announced that he's retiring from baseball, saying, this is Tim Tebow, who, like, to me, the thing about Tim Tebow is he was a virgin. Like, he was in the, you know, NFL and yelling that he was a virgin.
At Florida, the school he played, he's one of the best college football players of all time.
Right.
So he has tons of fans if you like the Florida Gators. But you're right. Outside of that, he didn't accomplish much as a pro.
Right. And really, so, you know, he was the virgin. And that was, I always thought,
he loves
adorable.
God.
Isn't that adorable? So anyway, Tebow announced he's retiring from baseball, saying, I loved every minute of the journey. But at this time, I feel called in other directions. He previously said he tried baseball in an attempt to follow God's calling. So I don't know if God just changed his mind, or maybe he's humoring himself by nudging Tebow toward pursuing the NBA or something. I don't know. He had fleeting success in baseball, just like the NFL. So he's a talented athlete. But it was a long shot that he.
One of the things
the
that the Mets flirted with was bringing him up just because he's a draw.
Yeah.
So it wasn't really about whether or not he played better than the guy next to him. It was about how people followed him. He had fans even though he couldn't play.
Right. He that, you know, and that wouldn't have been a terrible decision either. I mean, it would have been crushing to him to know, yeah, you're not that good, but we'll let you play and then we'll put you back down. And
well, you don't tell him.
Oh, you don't? It's not
no, you don't say. We just want all of the fans of God that you have following you everywhere you go to come into the stadium. You don't
when
say
Jesus
that.
Say yes, Team no. Tebow can't say no. Congratulations, rich people. Jeff Bezos is once again the world's richest man.
Oh.
Sorry, Elon. I guess just a day or two ago, Tesla slipped a couple percent. It wasn't enough, and he lost enough billions to fall down under Jeff Bezos. These two. Congrats, guys. You've really got it going on. So I guess Tuesday, Tesla Inc. slid 2.25%, and that erased $4.6 billion from Elon Musk's fortune. So now he's not the richest guy. Bezos had held the title for more than 3 years until last month, and he's back at number one, baby. with $191.2 billion, or $955 million more than Musk. So, sorry about it. Speaking of Elon Musk, and this is from, this is actually a couple things. I mentioned this yesterday. Elon Musk was predicting Austin, Texas is going to be the biggest boomtown America's seen in 50 years. I guess because he's moving there. And so, you know, and look, the tech world has been busy resettling in Austin for years. We've been hearing about Austin being the place.
It's
and,
not new. You're right.
I think I was telling you, did I tell you this yesterday? John was reading me this article about how people who've left California to move to Austin are like, oh.
There's a lot of regret, but there's also plenty of people who are what you just said is true. I know I have family that just moved to Austin, and he's a tech guy, and it's a tech job, and they just moved.
Who is it?
It's my little cousin. So it's my Uncle John's daughter. She married, and I can't for the life of me think of the kid's name. But anyway, they have a little daughter now whose name is Loretta, named after my Aunt Loretta, who passed away from cancer. So it's a neat story, but they just moved to Austin.
And what do they think? Have you heard any reviews?
I haven't
so far?
Heard anything yet. I mean, we're talking about like yesterday.
Were
or
they
the
living?
Day before.
Were they Californians?
No, they were in Colorado.
Okay, so you know the weather will actually probably be an improvement for them. I don't know.
Well, not right now. It's not.
No.
No.
They say in this article that John was reading me, it's like, so you have 2 months of frigid cold and 10 months of unbearable heat. Yay. Welcome to Austin, everyone. Wow. Look, I'm sure they've got temperature controls inside the houses there.
I'll tell you what, I'd take Austin over Florida.
I'd go Florida, truthfully. I've been to Texas. It's wholly uninspiring. There's some nice places in Florida. A lot more palm trees. Elon Musk also put an electric van with a solar-powered deployable roof. It's just a concept car right now, but it's so future. Like, that's one of the things I really like about Tesla is their cars look like, I always thought when I was a little kid, by the time we get into the 2000s, like the cars are going to look so future. They're going to be so sleek. Amazing. But this is an electric van prototype. He's been talking about this, and they're saying Tesla will make an electric van as soon as battery cell supply allows for it. So one of the things about this particular van is that, you know, people have said, why don't people put solar panels on the roof of these battery operated cars?
Is that the picture of
it? That's the picture. It's super, like, you can't even see the rear wheels. It's such a weird thing, but it's a big van. It's good size. I don't know, delivery van.
That looks like one of these, what do they call those Mercedes vans?
The Sprinters.
The Sprinters. That looks kind of like something someone would live in.
Right. And actually, if you look closely at the side there, it says Tesla semi-home.
Yeah, that's like, more like that, because you don't put like windows RV in a delivery truck.
No. So, maybe it's just a multi. And look, this is a total prototype. That might even be a computer mock-up of the thing. But he's saying that the battery supply is tough. And we've heard that the biggest thing in this is the battery, and it's not only to make it, it's also to recycle it later. But this one is going to have, they say there's enough roof space that they can get enough panels on it to have that be an actual chargeable sun-powered battery. I don't know if it can 100% charge it up, but I guess that's what they've said in the past, is that there's these other cars, you could put a solar thing on them, but it would give you very little benefit and would be expensive. And especially in some regions of the country, you just wouldn't get enough sun to do it. And if you're parked in a garage, you know, so now you're parking your car on the street all the time.
Right.
So it's a possible Tesla electric van with solar-powered deployable roof. And it's really, can you put that up on the Sarah Vinny Facebook page? I've stared at it for so long. It's really neat.
Just this picture here, or do you have an article you want me to link?
Oh, there's an article here. Let me, I'll send it to you. Well, right. You know what? I'll send it during the break.
All right.
Vinny, good news. Paddington 3 officially in the works.
I love the Paddington series. I think it's really good. I'm excited. Are you into it?
I've never seen a Paddington.
Oh, you would like it. It's
you've
really good.
Said, I've even said to John, I'm like, why don't we watch a Paddington movie? He goes, what the F are you talking about? I'm like, no, Vinny said I would like it. He's like, what, you do everything Vinny wants you to do? I'm like, yeah, he's good, solid recommendations.
It's,
what?
You know, there's some things there that you'd like. It's
except
English.
American,
you're into that.
I know. I mean, I love that.
There's that. And it's fun. Good storytelling. You know, look, I enjoy. There's things that I've done with my kids where I'm like, I can't take it. Someone bring me out back and shoot me in the head. I can't watch another minute of this. And other things where I go, you know what? It's not bad.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it. And that's one of them. And Hugh Grant has a great run in the second Paddington.
Will he not be in the third one?
This is the first I'm hearing of it. I don't know if they'll bring him back.
So he's not like a central character that needs to be.
He was in that one, but I don't think he is in general, no. By the way,
yes,
I am watching something called The Undoing starring Hugh Grant.
Mm.
It's not great, but I'm at least finally getting to a place where we're hopefully going to find out who done it.
Yeah, it's I will say I watched the first episode and kind of fell off it, and then everyone was yelling at me, you got to watch it, and we did power through it, and you do get sucked in. It's good, and I'm dying to hear what you think about the ending.
V-Hale
was so mad about the ending.
Who was?
V-Hale, which I thought the ending worked.
And oh, really?
She was so mad.
There's a lot of Nicole Kidman vanity shots in this thing, and I don't think she looks bad. I think she looks good, but there's too many shots of just her on screen doing nothing. You'd think there'd be a point where they'd go, this doesn't contribute at all the story we're trying to tell.
If you took out all the tight shots of her face where there's no talking and no nothing and put them all together, that would be one entire episode of that
yep.
six-part
I agree.
Or whatever
they wasted
it is
a lot of time.
Like, we get it. You got Nicole Kidman in there. Was there something in her contract that said there has to be just me, my face, no talking, 15 minutes per show?
Right. Yeah.
I have spoken. Anyway, Paddington 3 is officially in the works. And The Undoing, it's worth it. It's good. It ain't the Queen's Gambit, but it's, you know, it's decent. And it's fun to kind of try and figure it out. Like, see, you know, they do this weird thing with flashbacks that get more and more intense as the thing goes on. So
you're still talking about The Undoing,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. And those are helpful because you've been experiencing them throughout. And so
going through every single character and going, oh, it's the kid.
Yeah.
Oh, it's her. Oh, it's they got the guy right. It's the first guy. He's lying. The whole thing, like it's yeah. I still don't know.
Yeah, you'll love it. I think you'll like the ending. You can have it out with
VNL. I'll be there by Monday. Next week, I'll be done.
All right, Vinny, tell me what's coming up in the news.
Well, if you are waiting for an important delivery.
Oh.
Like, you know, how you run to the door and you go, huh?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Is it my thing?
I've got bad news for you.
Oh, no.
After these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.